Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right, man. Listen, what's going on with these lightning? This is just...
Oh, it's not looking good.
Man, I have never seen... I've never seen, like, social media turn so quick. Like, after the first game they lose, it's like, oh, man, that was a little shocking, but that's all, it's all good, you know, whatever, whatever. Then game two, that was Friday night, which really got ugly. I think that final score was like 5-1 or something. And then it was like, all right, well, you've put yourself in this corner, now you have to go. And then last night, holy moly.
They're just one game away from being out.
Yeah, yeah.
This is it. They've got one more shot.
Yeah, and if they want to get out of this, now they have to win 4 in a row. So,
And then there's that.
That's just to get past Columbus. They have to win 4 in a row.
You know what? Crazier things have happened. So I'm looking glass half full.
Yeah.
It's rare.
Glass half full, people. It's Monday. Come on.
Yeah. I will say one thing. I think last night Game of Thrones saved the life of many people in the Tampa Bay area. Because I can't tell you how many people were like, forget it. At least Game of Thrones is going to be on. Like, at least I watch Game of Thrones.
That's what everybody was talking about yesterday. Twitter, Facebook, you name it. Everyone was posting about Game of Thrones. I mean, they go all out. Some people were having watch parties at their house.
I saw people having the parties and dressing up.
Yeah.
And I did see one guy. He's like, if the Lightning lose, I'm not going to work on Monday. And I'm like, all right, well, what are you going to tell your boss, you know? It's like,
Is that an option? Can we just do that?
I didn't know. The way he was tweeting about it was like, it was an option. Like, if they lose, duh, you don't have to go to work. And I was like, all right, well, that's...
Well, I would like to jump on that bet as well.
I checked my email early this morning. I saw nothing from the company that said we didn't have to come in.
Oh,
so.
Okay, dang.
Yeah, listen, it's going to be crazy. They still have one more in Columbus to play, and then if they... Isn't it? Here's what's crazy. If they lose, I think it's Tuesday night in Columbus, there are no more playoff games.
No, that's it.
Their season is over.
That's all she wrote.
They would have played two playoff games here in Tampa, and that would have been it after the best season, one of the best seasons in hockey. Isn't that crazy?
The third best team
ever
in the history of hockey
ever.
In the regular season. And if they get swept, I mean... It's one of the worst playoff performances in history in any sport.
What if they
have to think about it?
What if they win 4 in a row?
Yeah,
and take the series. That would be
unreal.
That would be unreal. Like the one of the worst starts ever, and then one of the best finishes ever.
I could see it happening.
People like comeback stories.
Yeah. Well,
Tiger Woods.
Well, exactly.
Huge comeback story.
Everybody was talking about Tiger in the Masters this weekend.
Yeah.
Crazy weekend for sports.
Crazy weekend for sports. And then you throw Game of Thrones on top of that and everything. All right, so Lightning got to get it together. And maybe you could do a thing, maybe work out a thing with your boss. If they, in fact, do lose this next game, that you don't have to come to work. You have like a day of mourning. Because that's how historical it would be for a team like Columbus, who really maybe shouldn't even be in the playoffs. At least a lot of people say that. If they were to beat them, maybe you could finagle a day off this week. So... just something to throw out there.
Or just go to work and watch Game of Thrones the whole time.
Well, you could also do that.
I
think a lot of people are doing
that.
They're doing that anyway, but yeah.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so here we are, April 15th, otherwise known as Tax Day.
It's here.
In the U.S. of A. You know, I think it used to be a much bigger deal before there was e-file and everything like that.
Oh, totally, because there would just be lines at the post office.
Right.
Like, there'd be people directing traffic. It was just insanity.
I remember, like, way, 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 way back in the day, on April 15th, you really couldn't even go into the post office. They would have people outside collecting.
Yep, like it was a car line.
Like a drive-thru. It was like Chick-fil-A. When you go order food, there's somebody out front, and they're
you don't leave with nuggets.
Yeah, you don't leave with amazing food and probably not even a my pleasure. It's just like, here, give me your money, and we'll put it in the box.
No waffle fries.
Right.
No my pleasure.
Nothing like that. So today, a lot of restaurants have jumped in, and they're giving you, like, freebies and stuff for tax day. Day freebies.
Love
pretty
it.
Cool. Yeah, so Boston Market, they're giving you, you get a half chicken individual meal and a drink for $10.40 because of the 1040 form that you fill out.
Oh, I see. The 1040 EZ.
Yeah, the 1040 EZ. So Boston Market, half chicken, individual meal, and a drink for $10.40. So I guess I guess that's a deal.
I mean, that's not as good of a deal as I would like. I would just like free stuff. Honestly.
That is better.
Hardee's, till 10 a.m. this morning, they're doing the made from scratch deal. When ordering, you get a free sausage biscuit.
See, there you go. I like that.
You have to say made from scratch.
Made from scratch.
That's okay. Hardee's till 10 a.m. this morning. You get a free sausage biscuit. That's free. So you go get a cup of coffee. You're like, hey, made from scratch. Boom. Sausage biscuit shows up. It's pretty good. Hooters. All right. This is now we're starting to get down to business.
Now we're talking.
All right. If you spend $15 at Hooters, you get a free kids meal for kids 12 and under. So that's pretty good because it's tax day. You might have had to part ways with some money and you're like, how am I going to feed my kids? Well, at Hooters, that's how you're going to feed your kids today. Go spend $15 and then you get a free kids meal 12 and under. So it's pretty good.
Yeah. Wait, so do people bring their kids to Hooters a lot? I never really see a lot of kids in there.
Well, I'll tell you, on like Saturday afternoons,
yeah,
packed, like after like baseball games, mm-hmm. soccer games.
Oh, right. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah,
it's funny how it's kind of become like that place for leagues. It's like a lot of little league stuff that goes on at Hooters now.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think it's like taboo as it used to be. I think it's like, yeah, it's cool. I mean, they have a kids menu.
Okay, got
so,
it.
So, you know, I don't know.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure because usually when I go there, I don't know, it's like a bar and everyone's drinking watching the game.
I've only taken my oldest and I think once or twice we went and that was it. I've never had like a whole family outing at Hooters.
Well, you should do it today.
I should do it today.
Free meals.
I'll put them out of business with five kids. They won't know what to do. Finally, Burger Five, this is pretty good. The double cheeseburgers are $4.15 because today's $4.15.
Yeah, that's a good deal. That's a lot cheaper than it normally is.
Yeah. So BurgerFi, double cheeseburgers, $4.15. So there's a lot going on today. A lot of tax day freebies and everything like that. And then, of course, you got to send your taxes in today. Or you can get an extension, which is like what most people do.
Yeah,
if you
have on that. Don't wait.
No. The clock is ticking, actually. So you've got, what, about 16 more hours or so
to file the extension, yeah,
to do something and to get burgers and Hooters and all the rest of the stuff.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK, deep fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
All right, things got a little weird for Kacey Musgraves. She was performing at Coachella, and you know, she's doing the whole thing in front of the crowd, like, all right, I'm going to say ye, y'all say ha. Yee-haw, yee-haw. Well, the crowd, I don't know if they just didn't get it or maybe she wasn't clear enough in what she was saying, but here's how it went down, and Kacey Musgraves got very frustrated. Here it was.
Well, let's see if Callie can bring the yee-haw to me. So when I say ye, you say ha. Yee. Ha. Yee. Ha. When I say ye, you say ha. Ha. I didn't say ye.
Like, I didn't say ye.
Yeah, she
did. None of this worked.
It's weird, though, because, like, in the beginning she did, so she kind of set the rhythm up, but then she didn't say ye again, but I think the crowd thought she was going to.
Yeah.
And it was just awkward.
I think it was a little prank.
When I say ye, you say ha. Ye.
Ha.
Ye.
Ha.
When I say ye, you say ha.
Ha.
I didn't say ye.
It's funny because some of the crowd said ye. You can kind of hear it if you listen close.
Say ye.
I know some of the crowd was just saying both. What can you expect? It's a bunch of drunk people out at Coachella.
That's what I was saying. Like, if you're her, I don't think you go out there and part of your act is relying on the crowd to do anything other than just to look at you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
she looked great, by the way. I mean, she always does, but she had a fringe outfit on, very Coachella. She looked great.
Then she cussed her fans out. That was good.
It was great.
Good situation over there. Saw a lot of video over the weekend from Tortuga. That looks like that's been nothing but a party. I did see last night Kenny performed and something to like 100,000 people on the beach last night.
Oh, my goodness.
So Kenny, Tortuga, Jason Aldean was there. A lot of good pictures of him I've been seeing all over Instagram and Twitter. God, who, oh, Thomas Rhett had a huge crowd, too.
So. Yeah, Lana was there, and she got to meet everybody. I saw her photos with Thomas Rhett, Maren Morris, and she was posting pictures backstage and all on the beach.
Yeah.
And she was having FOMO.
She doesn't look like she's had one beer. It's incredible. Not at all. Not one beer for Lana.
She's having a good time.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, fake smiling at work can really be bad for your health. Like, really bad for your health.
This goes against everything I've ever been told.
I know, but it makes sense. We're going to tell you the story next and the study, the official research. Don't smile at work today. It's bad news for you. Get the details next. You're smiling right now. Stop.
I know.
Don't do that. No. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, fake smiling at work can lead to heavy drinking. And researchers are warning you not to fake smile at work and don't fake laugh either. And it's saying that faking and suppressing emotions with customers or coworkers is related to heavy drinking after work.
This goes against everything that they've ever said, though. It's always, you know, serve your customers with a smile. And then for on-air people, it's always make sure you're smiling because people can tell when you're smiling and when you're not. So whether you're happy or not, you've smiling.
Okay, so when you're fake smiling, this is according to the research, it says that you're not actually dealing with the negative emotions. You're just masking them.
Right.
Then it gets worse as the day goes on.
Uh-huh.
And so after all those hours of faking everything, then you drive home and you need to stop at a bar. And to get rid of it. But they said they've been doing this study for years and years, and it's legit. I'll never forget, I worked for this radio station in Atlanta, and this guy, he was crazy about this. He was crazy about smiling at work. We had a meeting once, and he said, listen, when I walk by the studios, I need to see guys smile. There's not enough smiling going on. And I'm like,
what?
I'm like, why? Like, what do you mean? Like, and he goes, it makes the environment better. People are happier.
But don't you think, I mean, there is something to be said about that. When people are genuinely, that's the thing though. I would say
that's the thing,
when
right?
You're genuinely smiling, it does put you in a good mood. No different than it when I go through, you know, when you go through Chick-fil-A, they're smiling. They say my pleasure. It's just a better experience for the customer and it puts you in a better mood.
I think they're for real though at Chick-fil-A. I don't know why.
Either like, that or they're all a bunch of alcoholics and they're leaving it in the bar after.
Everybody's drunk. I don't know. So I'm really bad at fake smiling and fake laughing. Really bad at it.
Oh, I am aware of that.
Like, I just, if I'm not feeling it, I can't show it. I just can't. Like, I can't fake it. And yeah. I feel like when I do fake it, people know. They're like, oh, he's faking it, you know? Like when people come and start telling me a story and like they're laughing and I'm not, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I just don't think it's funny. I'm not entertained. Like
I mean, you've actually said those words exactly to me before. So like, I believe it. Like you're like, I just don't get it. I don't really care.
I know, but then as people get to know me, they're like, oh, but you're legit. Like,
yeah, you're not being a jerk.
Right. I just.
That's you. Oh, I meant. That sounded so bad.
I know what you're saying now.
I meant you're
see,
not
that
being...
actually really made me laugh. So that was, see, that was funny. That was good. That was actually,
you're
I won't,
not
I'm
being
not drinking
mean.
Tonight because that was a real
okay,
laugh.
Good.
Yeah, I won't drink tonight. So that was good. Are you a fake smiler? Are you like a,
probably,
like a,
I'm a people pleaser. I like to just be nice to
it's
everybody.
Not good.
So
it's
even
not
if they're
good.
Like, hey, by the way, we're going to need like 5 more blogs today or whatever else. I'll be like, okay, no problem. And that would be a fake smile.
Right. No, we've dealt with that before. Yeah.
So, I mean, for the most part, it's a genuine smile. And I do enjoy, I mean, when people walk by, I don't know, actually.
Hold on. There's a big lie coming. You're just setting up a huge lie.
But I couldn't even do it. I know. I was going to say it puts me in a good mood when people walk by the studio and they're all smiley, but it's so fake.
It's so fake and awkward that it
actually makes me uncomfortable.
It's like there are some people at work, and I think everyone has this, right, where every day I see them, and the first thing they bring up is the weather. And I'm like, okay, we just don't have a really good relationship because we talk about the weather every single day.
All right, well, it's Monday. So what would you rather someone say to you?
Just don't say anything.
Oh, how about the weather or how was your weekend? Because it's one of the two today.
Well, no, everybody in the hallway today that I've run into is going, man, how about those bolts? And like, so that's but usually it's like, oh, it's a little stormy outside. It's a little windy this morning. I'm like, yeah, I know. And I know you know. And we know. And everybody knows, you know. But then tomorrow it'll be like, a little sticky this morning. Humidity is rising. I'm like, okay, like, I get it. Like, all right, thank you. Like, we have to, there has to be something else. Yeah. If there's not, then this, then we just, I can't do this anymore. I'm sorry, I can't do it anymore with you.
I already had someone say that to me this morning. They go, man, did it rain last night at your house like it did at mine? And like, I was just like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I was sleeping.
Yeah, that storm was 500 miles wide last. Yes, it rained at everybody's house. I'm going to start saying things like, no, it totally missed my house. I mean, it hit my neighbors on both sides, but it did not hit my house. Like, just to see them go, oh, really? Like, wow. So, fake smiling at work is bad. It causes Kevin, you're sort of a
sometimes,
fake smiler. Yeah.
I don't do it a lot, but when it needs it, then I will do it.
When it needs it.
Because you know you can feel the situation. You're like, I'm going to have to fake laugh or smile here.
I would just rather say, like, if things get like that, say, listen, there's two options here. I can fake smile my way through this, or let's just end this now, and I'll just go right to a bar. But I'm admitting it to you that I'm going to the bar, so I don't have to fake smile and go to the bar.
Right.
That's it. So fake smiling, bad, leads to heavy drinking. Just be honest, be legit. And it's funny, because everybody always says, I just want you to be legit. I want you to be authentic.
Right.
But then when you are, they're like, well, you're not laughing, you're not smiling. It's like, but I didn't feel that way.
Yeah.
Well, fake it. Okay, fine. Which one is it? You know what I mean?
If we all walked around showing our real emotions, people would think I was the biggest B.
Right.
And that you were a jerk.
Right.
And whatever. It's like, well, I just don't really want to do the blog.
But that's what people say they want. They want the honesty. And then you're like, I'm about to show you honesty. And they're like, fake it. And I'm like, oh, well, which one is it? See, no matter what, you need to go to a bar. Either way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
That's Chris Lane. I don't know about you. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Garth Brooks tickets. Oh man, we're 10 minutes away. All right,
yes.
10 minutes away. Garth Brooks tickets. Get ready for that. Mark and Melanie's world famous name game. Winner that, boom, in the swamp. Garth Brooks. That easy. Going to be so cool.
Yeah, and it's the only way to get tickets because they're sold out.
That's
unless
it.
You want to pay an arm and a leg, who wants to do that?
You don't want to do that. You need your arms and legs.
Yeah,
just try to keep them if you can. It's what. It's just, I'm just saying.
You definitely need arms and legs.
This is a better way to get to the show than those other things. All right. Speaking of a better way, this local girl, this Tampa Bay area girl on Instagram, have you heard of her before this?
No, I had never heard of her before now, but she's since gone viral. It's like on Facebook and Barstool Sports and just everywhere.
It's everywhere. So I guess people got together and reported her Instagram account.
Yeah, so this is something that trolls do. They will go on Reddit or some forum and they'll say, hey, for whatever reason, I don't care for this person. And let's go troll their account and have it shut down. So if your account gets reported by enough users on Instagram, they will just shut it down.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened to this girl. And I guess, you know, she just made a couple of enemies online and then they all got together. And then so Instagram did take her account down.
All of her followers, everything that she had built as far as her Instagram brand.
She had over 100,000 followers and was making money. This is how she was making money. At least that's what she said.
Full-time Instagram model.
So she gets on YouTube to talk about it and basically is just angry at the world. Here it is.
Hey, guys. So, I'm in the middle of editing and my Instagram account got deleted. And I'm trying to get it back. I'm calling everybody I can.
I'll be honest with you. When I first heard this, I thought it was a joke.
Right.
It sounds
so dramatic.
You know, like those parody videos on YouTube where people make fun of Instagram influencers and stuff? I thought that's what this was. But now I realize why those people make fun of those other people, because this is real.
I want to just let this girl know that there are real problems in the world, and this is not one of them.
According to her, this is real for her.
And I don't know why it's not working out for me. I'm in LA because of this. I'm in LA because I want to be on...
It's not LA, it's LA.
I'm in LA.
I'm not LA, it's LA.
I'm in LA because I want to be on Instagram, and I'm currently just recording this to put this in the video. I am nothing without my following.
Oh, God.
That breaks my heart.
Like, for real, or...
That breaks my,
you feel bad for her, or you just feel bad for the world?
No, the world.
Yeah,
I feel bad that she is crying and saying that she's nothing without her followers. That does not define you.
Nothing without my following.
That scares me for the youth today. And I'm pretty sure she's around my age, but still.
We share the roads and the air with her, and this is a big deal, and it's a little scary. So anyway, she lives in Tampa, but she's in LA sometimes
for Instagram.
Yeah. Because it's LA, and she's just started a new account up, and she's already up to 19,000 followers, yeah. So it's growing.
Yep.
And then she's got people like us playing her stuff and everything, but I'm not giving out her handle because I think some of her stuff's just weird. I just think
it's definitely for adult viewers,
it's for people in LA. That's who it's for.
Moral of the story: don't base your worth off of Instagram followers.
Don't do that.
I am nothing without my following.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Natalie and Tiffany, our contestants this morning for these sold-out Garth Brooks tickets. This is a huge show, totally sold out. Garth at the Swamp.
Yes, it's going to be so good.
All right, we're playing Mark and Melanie's world-famous name game. Natalie, you were the ninth caller, so you are going to go first in the name game. Are you up for this? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, we're going to give you a category, and you're going to have 5 seconds to name something in that category. Right after you name something, Tiffany, you'll have 5 seconds to respond. Then you guys go back and forth until somebody runs out of names in that category, okay?
Okay.
All right, Natalie, we've got 5 seconds on the clock. The category is name your emotions while watching the Tampa Bay Lightning playoffs so far. Go.
Angry. Excited. Sad. Happy. Depressed. Nervous. Happy.
Oh! Someone already said it.
Tiffany already said happy.
Darn it.
But good job. Whoever said depressed, that was funny.
Yeah, depressed was awesome, by the way. That was like depressed. So, Tiffany, congratulations. You've got these tickets.
Yes.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Well, in about 5 minutes, we're going to give you a shot to win some Rascal Flatts tickets with a game we'd like to call Pee-Pee-Okey.
Pee-Pee-Okey.
No, Melanie, this is the first time.
I just like saying Pee-Pee-Okey.
Is this the first time you've ever played?
Yeah, this is the first time.
It's one of my favorite games, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to see how many peeps we can fit into Melanie's mouth. And then she's going to sing a popular country music song with the peeps in her mouth, okay? And then whoever can call and identify what song it is, you're going to win these Rascal Flatts tickets in 5 minutes, okay?
Oh my gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Pee-Pee-Okey version 2019.
And I got the peeps right here. I'm going to get them open.
We're going pink peeps today?
We're going pink peeps.
All right, get ready for your chance to win in the video. It's on the way. 5 minutes. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. So one of my favorite times of the year because we get to play Pee-Pee-Okey, and we got Rascal Flatts tickets for you. Here's what we're going to do. We've got these pink peeps everywhere.
Yeah, and sugar is just coming off on my fingers everywhere.
Melanie is going to jam as many of these Easter peeps in her mouth as she can. Once she's hit maximum capacity, she's then going to sing karaoke style, a very popular country music song.
Yes.
We're going to go to caller 9, and we'll start at caller 9. As soon as anyone can guess it, you win. You got these Rascal Flatts tickets. When's the last time you ate a peep, by the way?
Oh, my gosh. Forever. I'm not actually a fan of peeps.
Because of the sugar? Because you're healthy.
Yeah, I like to eat healthy, and these are just, something about the fluorescent color of them just doesn't really do anything for me.
It's sprayed on.
It's like some kind of unnatural substance. It looks so artificial. Their eyes are all wonky, too. We got a weird batch.
We did.
I don't know what's going on with these peeps.
We've been putting on our Instagram the eyes of these peeps, and they are... They had a rough weekend. Let me put it like that. These peeps had a rough weekend.
Yes.
All right. So let's do peep number one in your mouth here. Let's go with number one here.
Got it.
And all right. There's one.
Oh, my gosh. So much sugar.
All right. All right. Let's go peep number two. Let's go peep number two. All right. How's that feel so far? I know. We got you got a small mouth. You got two peeps. And all right. Let's go number
four. I thought I had a big mouth.
Well, this is going to be a disaster. I can't even understand what she's saying with two peeps. Let's try peep number three. Oh, boy. We may be getting close to being... Don't choke. Don't choke. Are we on Facebook Live or is this the video? So we're going to post it on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page in a minute. Okay. All right. Can we get another one?
My mouth is running.
I know it is. Let's go. Let's go. Peep number four. Four. You think that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Can we try one more? Let's just see what we can do. Give it the old college try. Come on, you're back in school. All right, here we go. Here's peep number five. Don't joke. Don't joke. Right to the microphone so we can hear your struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there we go. There's the... That's it?
Mm-mm.
That's...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You got to readjust the peeps in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, here we go. Are you ready for a pee-pee-okey? Well, just do your best.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. We're going to start the song. Melly's going to sing along. Then we'll go to caller nine, and you try to tell us what song it is, and you'll get these Rascal Flatts tickets. Here we go. Three, two, and one. Here we go. Yep. You're going to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Can't sing? Oh my god, the pink slime is coming out of her mouth. Right. Okay. All right, very good. Very good. You can let's turn the music down here. How do you feel? How does it? Oh my gosh. Let's go to the ninth caller here, and hi, QIK.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. We're trying to figure out what we're trying to figure. Oh, no, she's in the corner in the garbage can. She's actually in the garbage can. All right, what song did you think it was?
I think it's Speechless.
Yes, Speechless, Dan and Shay. Very good.
Joking.
It was very, very good. What was your name again?
My name's Allison.
Allison just called and nailed your rendition.
Oh, good.
That's how good you were.
Wow, was it really, or was it the fact the song was playing in the background?
I think the song helped us a little bit.
Yeah, I would guess that because I was suffocating myself with peeps.
Video soon to appear on the Mark and Melanie Facebook
page.
Oh,
great, we have video. Amazing.
You are oozing pink slime out of your...
Oh, my gosh. Well, once you put them in your mouth, they start to heat up, and then the sugar starts melting.
Right.
And it started pouring out of my mouth. It was disgusting.
What do they call it? It like, coagulates, I think. It slimes over, and then it starts...
As if this wasn't bad enough, I have to hear you say coagulate.
It's a big word for a lot of people. I think that's a pretty good word. Hey, Allison, great work, okay?
Thank you so much.
You've got these Rascal Flatts tickets. Hang on a second, okay?
All right, awesome.
It was great. I mean, that was great. You look great doing it.
You're doing this tomorrow.
Guys, Kevin's up next tomorrow for PPOK, but we'll have more tickets. What tickets are we giving away tomorrow?
Dirks.
All right, so Dirks tomorrow at 8:15 for PPOK. Are you fully recovered?
I gotta go wash my hands. I have freaking pink slime all over.
You ran to the bathroom. I didn't know what was gonna happen.
I was joking.
Good job. 99.5 QIK, PPOK champion for 2019 so far.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
It is my Monday, 99.5 QIK. A doctor forever friend today.
All right, make it Mondays great again with Pet Pal Animal Shelter. It's Mutt Monday at 99.5 QIK. Hey, great news. Last week, Manny, our pup, he was adopted.
What, 3 for 3?
In the last 3 weeks, we're 3 out of 3. Absolutely. We're on, what you would call a roll.
On a roll. Okay. Oh, God, you guys are amazing.
We are better than the Lightning.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm just saying, that's pretty impressive.
I know. Pretty soon we're going to have to adopt the Lightning player. They're not going to have anywhere to live anymore. We're going to have to get them adopted and find them new homes. Pat and Cricket are here from Pet Pal Animal Shelter.
Hi.
You brought Shiloh in.
Shiloh is the greatest little guy. He has 143 different expressions.
He does.
143, exactly.
He is the funniest dog I've ever
Yeah, you know what's funny? He reminds me a lot of Manny, last week's dog. Yeah. Kind of that quirky personality.
He's
a little dachshund.
And they came in together.
Did they really? That's cool.
Yeah. I think it's a dachshund chihuahua mix just from looking at him. He's super cute. Yeah,
he's a dachwa.
Funny.
He's a dachwa.
A dachwa. A dachshund chihuahua. A dachwa.
Yep.
It sounds like sounds like a Star Wars character. He's a dachwa.
Or a wiener wawa.
Well, that's something else. That's a Netflix documentary.
He's so cute. How old do we think he is?
We think 2 years old. Yeah.
2 years old, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Adorable. Really good temperament, too. I mean, super friendly. Was jumping all up on Mark's leg.
As Cricket said, look at his expression. Now he's doing like the very formal expression, the very serious business.
It's where the ears go.
Yeah.
It's like he has...
It's the chihuahua ears, and they go up. They're like these big little bat ears.
He looks great, by the way, in his Tito's handmade vodka, little scarf. There's a little bandana. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, look how he puts Tito's. His little paw up on her hand. Oh, my gosh. So cute.
Yeah, and Pat, you're holding. He loves to be held, he looks like.
He does.
Very happy being held.
He does.
All right, so Pet Pal, as they do so often, they've rescued him from a kill shelter, so we've saved him. We just got to get him a forever home now, and so we're going to jump on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. We'll do a video. You can meet him. And again, thank you all so much every week, because the likes and the shares, it just exposes his story to so many more people.
Well, yeah, look at the last 3 dogs got adopted.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're not looking for a dog right now, somebody else is. Yeah. So if you share it to your page, someone else will see it.
And look, and one of these dogs only had 3 legs, and we got him. I mean, it makes a difference. You know what I mean? Like,
Amy texted in right now, too. She said it's called a Chiweenie.
Oh, a Chiweenie.
Chiweenie.
I will go with that. Yeah.
There we go.
I like Chiweenie. A Chiweenie. All right, so there we go. We got our Chiweenie. His name's Shiloh, and we're going to do a video here. Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Come meet him. Thank you to Tito's Handmade Vodka for all the support. Really? And, of course, the fantastic people at Pet Pal Animal Shelter downtown St. Pete.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right, on the way next, you heard of Game of Thrones, right?
How could you not? I mean, everybody and their mom was talking about it yesterday on social media.
There are people last night who got together and dressed up with their friends and watched this. It's crazy.
Oh, I saw. Every Instagram story like they had their Game of Thrones coffee mug or their wine glass. And I mean, people were themed out last night.
On the way next, we decided to put our own twist on it. It's called Game of Phones. Okay, Game of Phones.
Game of Phones.
Where we, next you'll hear our Game of Phones where we actually took our spin on Game of Thrones and 2 unsuspecting people.
They didn't know that it was coming.
It's next on QIK. It's Luke Combs, 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. Last night, it was Game of Thrones. Huge premiere last season, so they say. I don't know if I believe that. I mean, it's so successful. How can they end this?
Kevin's the only one here that watches it, and he says that absolutely this is the last season.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But right now, it's Game of Phones. Here's what we did. We surprisingly conferenced 2 of the radio station phone lines. And you know, we had people calling all morning.
Yeah, because we had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, and people are calling for Pee-Pee Yogi for Rascal Flatts tickets, Garth Brooks tickets.
Yep.
So we picked up one line, and then we hit the conference button, then we conferenced another line. These are 2 callers that wound up on the phone together.
They thought they were trying to get into the station. They thought they were going to reach someone here.
Instead.
Yeah, they reached each other.
They are stars on Game of Phones on 99.5 QIK. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Are y'all doing Garth Brooks tickets today?
I'm sorry?
I said, are y'all doing Garth Brooks tickets today?
Yeah.
You're going to wait Garth Brooks tickets today?
Garth Brooks tickets, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what time are y'all doing your Garth Brooks tickets?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time understanding you.
No, I'm not. Hello?
Hello?
About what time are y'all doing those Garth Brooks tickets? Can you not hear me?
And just like that, Game of Phones has come to an end. You know, it's funny when you think you're calling for something, and but they really started to kind of interact off of each other.
I know. And the one girl was answering the question. She goes, what time are you doing Garth Brooks tickets?
Right.
And then the other one was saying, yeah, Garth Brooks tickets.
Hello?
Yes, what time are y'all doing your Garth Brooks tickets?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time understanding you.
No, I'm not.
That's the best. I'm having a hard time understanding you. No, I'm not. No, I am not. It's Game of Phones, 99.5 QIK. On the way next, Nutbags, North of Florida. Hang on.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, North of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Like this woman in Texas, she beat up her husband after he didn't respond when she asked, am I pretty?
Ooh, you got to write back to that.
She's 20 years old, and this was on Tuesday night. She was driving the car with her husband, and she looked in the mirror and then looked at him and said, am I pretty? He didn't respond. She asked again. He didn't respond. That's when the police report says she went directly into rage mode.
Oh, no.
She started hitting him with things as they drove home, like her purse, cell phones, and other items in the car. She was arrested for 2 counts of assault.
Yeah, that's not good.
Am I pretty? Guys, just that's not when you mess up.
Okay, but am I? No, I'm kidding.
Yes, 100%. All day, every day. Am I pretty? Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.